Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. If you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free as a download on my website just by putting your name and email address at www.karencan.com. I also have four or five classes for you to take for absolutely free as well as my gift to you. Now, today we're going to be talking about Marconics. Now, Marconic recalibration is a new term for me, but I was very interested in learning more about this. And, you know, here's my secret. I get tips from folks that say, hey, have you listened to this? Have you heard about this or that? And then if I feel inside, wow, this is something I'm interested in, then I just go to the source of whoever created it and interview them for my radio show. How great it is to learn that way. That's my little secret. So of how to learn and get it from the expert, so to speak. And so I just want to tell you a little story before I introduce our guests for today about Marconics. Recently, I went through a process where I got information from the Archangels that I was going through this ascension process, and they really needed me to eat clean during this process, which I was doing, and because I was having a lot of food intolerances and things like that, and they communicated through another healer that they really needed me to eat clean so I could keep that vibrational frequency much, much easier. And I recently completed at least that stage of, you know, that vibrational ascension, whatever, you know, I don't have a name for it, but so that's been really interesting. And I can feel in my body that when I do healings on people and I do a lot of work on clearing entities and, you know, negative thought forms and things like that, the things are going faster and easier, and my body's able to actually do this at a much higher rate of speed and without a lot of stress on my physical body. So it's been really, really exciting, you know, developing this way. And so there's all these different kind of terms: higher dimensional healing, ascension frequencies. So we're going to be talking today about Marconics. And this particular higher dimensional healing frequency carries the ascension frequency of 144000. It's emanating from the cosmos and is washing over our planet to prepare us for the next intense experiences ahead. And even healers like myself need to attune their bodies to receive and assimilate, you know, these new energies. And I do notice that, especially some of my patients, but also my healer friends and healer patients, that sometimes it's really challenging. Their physical bodies are having a really challenging time with the shift. And so they're getting sick. There's a lot of chaos, you know, financial troubles, like all sorts of different things can cause a lot of stress in their lives. And so, you know, my goal is to be able to provide, hey, what are the tools out here that we have available so to help people, help healers make the shift, and so we can help more people in the whole world. And so today I'm going to be chatting with the originator of Marconics, Allison David Bird, and her partner Lisa Wilson, and we're going to discuss what is Marconics, like what is this no-touch healing protocol that they do, what's this thing called Marconic recalibration, which is very interesting to me, and how does it cause or contribute to your own personal evolution? How's it going to change your life? And I know there's several different practitioners all over the place that have learned and been certified in Marconics. In fact, I found one. You know, I was looking on their website today at marconicrecalibration.com, and there's one actually less than an hour away from me. Isn't that really, really cool? So one of the co-founders, Allison, I have Allison's bio here. I don't have Lisa's, unfortunately, but Allison's a former British medical journalist, finally accepted her role as a psychic healer in 2008, and she became a certified hypnotherapist specializing in past life and in-between life hypnosis, doing a lot of past life stuff recently, so I totally resonate with that. And is a teacher of spiritual alchemy and metaphysics. And again, their website is www.marconic.com. recalibration.com. So with that long intro, welcome, Allison and Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful
exciting.
Intro. Thank you. Very exciting. It's one of our favorite things to do is to talk to people about Marconics. And it's interesting.
Great.
Just listening to you speak just now, you're describing exactly whom it is that Marconics is aimed to reach. As far as Marconics is completely spiritually led and has been from the outset. The origins of it began in 2012 when I was contacted by the Palladians and the Galactic Federation regarding the quickening of the shift, and you described that yourself, the fact that time is passing much more quickly now, sense of urgency around the fact that those people that incarnated here with the sole purpose of assisting this shift, the light workers, the starseed, the way showers, were ill-prepared, and essentially this was now becoming quite a serious threat consideration as far as the success of this shift is concerned. And we were, in March of 2013, after I was, as it says in the bio, I was a journalist for many years, and I have quite a linear mind. I interviewed the second tier Palladian ship, one of three that have been in our atmosphere for the last 2,000 years, allowed me to interview them several times a week over a period of about 4 months, while they gave me details about the world to come, the timelines of potential, the dangers essentially that we face from not being able to come together as a collective and make the higher choices at this time, and their realization that we were not making the progress that we needed to make, because essentially only a third of the light workers, which I'll use as an umbrella term, were still not awake, and those that were awake were still so disconnected and enslaved by the limitations and the paradigm of the third dimension that they were simply unable to go forward doing stepping into their power and to their roles, and the work wasn't getting done. So in March of 2013, they handed down Marconics, which is a full spectrum energy emanating from the infrared system of space, and this new energy is designed to help us to accelerate the process in a safer way. Because as you've described, physical bodies, our three-dimensional biological vehicles, are now challenged by the intensifying energies which are ramping up and arriving on the planet in consecutive waves. And each time this happens, it doesn't matter how much we've cleared or how we level off and we feel we've dealt with everything, we're suddenly hit by a whole new series of problems, of emotions, anger emerges, sadness, sometimes physical ailments, the way they've been manifested through your emotions, and we find that we're challenged again. And as we come to go to deeper and deeper levels of clearing, but as we progress, we're now apparently, according to them, actually midway through the ascension, which began some time ago, even before we were aware of it, really. And as the energies intensify, and as time collapses and things speed up, the biological vehicles, even though we have, as light workers, struggled to maintain them and to improve them through our diets and through our spiritual endeavors, are not managing to hold those higher vibrations over a sustained period of time. We can all manage to reach higher vibrations when we're doing things that we love and we're passionate about and we're experiencing joy or with our families, and we're on a joyous occasion, a birthday or Christmas or something, but the moment we return to the jobs that we feel enslaved by that don't particularly bring us joy, but we have to do them because we're still paying for the mortgage and putting the children through college, those three-dimensional elements are causing us to drop back into the lower vibrational sphere frequencies. So this new energy has been given to us essentially to be able to create the activations that are necessary to stimulate the fifth dimensional body template, which we're struggling so hard to stimulate ourselves. Because if we can't raise our vibrations, if we can't maintain those high vibrations within our vehicles long enough to trigger the encodements within the DNA, to make the changes that are necessary to trigger the light body, then as we go through this phasing of into higher dimensional energies, we will start to experience serious physical health problems, neurological illnesses that will essentially sweep the planet, and many people's vehicles will simply burn out. It isn't, you know, they simply won't be able to survive in fifth dimensional energies. That the protocols that they have given us are by way of liberating the being from its karmic creations, which is creating the density that holds you in third, by reconnecting us to source energy at the galactic core, so that we can begin once again to be fed by source energy, and the activations within the DNA can begin, and the raising of the vibration will become an easier stepping system, and will be able to be maintained.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. how does someone know that the messages that you've received is for our highest and greatest good? I'm sure somebody's going to ask me that,
absolutely.
So that's why I'm asking.
Yes, this is very interesting. I'm glad you asked the question, because obviously as healers, we've worked over many years with the angelic realm, with the ascended masters, as I did, with the Kohans of the Rays, with various saints. And we have tended over time to think these are separate in some way from the galactic families. And they are not. They are all one and the same. We work with the archangels. Actually, we have, through the process of integration of higher selves, which is part of what this system achieves and is in actual fact the vehicle for ascension, is the progressive integration of your higher identities in different dimensions as they descend into the biological vehicle. Both Lisa and I have now managed to integrate levels of our higher selves right up to and including the Oversoul. We very recently both managed to integrate within the physical vehicle the Oversoul. Lisa is actually merged in with her I Am presence, who is Archangel Ariel, and I am merged with my I Am presence, whom is Grace Elohim of the Galactic Federations. They all work together. Everyone is there, from Buddha to Jesus to Mary to Kuan Yin to Saint Germain. Saint Germain is a very big part of this. Sandolphin and Metatron are also a very big part of this. Archangel Michael, who's with us all the time. And we've built relationships with through the course of Marconics, because from their perspective, Marconics is a consciousness. It is the ascension vehicle. There were others that were planned for Earth that it was hoped that other people would pick up and run with, and it hasn't panned out, or it wasn't sustained. Currently, from their perspective, Marconics is the only one that is achieving it right now. And I know that's the kind of thing that you would expect anybody to say, and so it's not something that I expect anybody to believe. All I know is that our team is culminated and grows exponentially into hundreds, and we don't lose the community, because once people come and experience Marconics for themselves, it awakens something within their DNA which informs them in a way that they can now not cease to believe. It reminds them that we've all been here before together in this. Not one of us is new to the other. We have all worked together at different periods and different times during different ascension periods doing the same job. We are being reunited in this so that our memories can be returned, so that we can essentially stand in our roles and in our power, in our sovereignty, to be able to bring this ascension through, this ascension process. This is the seventh attempt for them to take this planet to light. There have been six previous attempts, each of which have failed, because light workers, they say, thought they were working in the light and were not. This is their final attempt, because there are various things which are happening within our own solar system which mean that the energies simply can't be sustained for another attempt. From our perspective, we have, as individuals, completely committed to this process. This is not a job, certainly is not a hobby. It is, it is not a job. We have signed on, we have signed on the dotted line, knowing that everything is at stake for us as individuals. And we know that in the past we have been persecuted for this, that we have even been killed for this, and we understand the importance of the mission, and we stand by it 100%. But we have not had anybody enter the sphere of Marconics and not understand its potency.
To answer your question,
we work as a team, because once people have had their recalibration, once their biological vehicle has been reprogrammed to be able to experience and perceive life in the fifth dimension rather than in the three-dimensional paradigm, and they step into alignment with their higher selves right up to source, all that information descends into the biological vehicle. Everybody begins to know and have revealed what the higher truths are. Everybody learns how to be able to detect the frequency between what is truth and what is not truth. And that's how we know and how we discern. And we continue to work together as a growing team in this. We never take the information that comes via one person without it resonating with everyone within the core group.
I see. Wow. And when you say the seventh attempt, are you talking about the seventh attempt from the Galactic Federation?
From all of them, from the spiritual. You have to think of the spirit. Yes, I mean, in the Galactic are angels in the same sense that angels are angels. It's just the stories that we were told for the third dimension. In the third dimensional experience, we were considered really to be infants, to be children in terms of galactic evolution. Our spirituality was created and designed for this paradigm and works a little along the lines that that children's stories would. They're not meant to create too much for you to have to grasp or to create fear in you. They're supposed to bring comfort and to help you sleep at night, and that's essentially where our original religions have stemmed from. And of course, we know that there are core truths running through all of the religions. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. as man has become involved, corruption has also become involved, because that's unfortunately the human way. But the Galactics also recognize all that is wonderful and pure and creative within the human form. And the Galactic Federations consist of over 2,500 angels being messengers of the Prime Creator. Everyone is working in a universe of unconditional love under the direction of Prime Creator. That's the way this is all coming down. There is no separation in any of this. And it's never been any different. This is the interesting thing. Never been any different. It's just about our perception and our understanding. And as our awareness expands, the truth has to be known.
Hmm. I've noticed recently, and this kind of stems from another experience, but, between the shift and people having difficulty, like their biological organisms having difficulty, holding higher vibrations, so they're having a lot of physical symptoms, and then there's all this man-made so-called negative frequencies, whether it be HARP, for weather testing, or, evil spirits, fallen angels, interfering. It's like, how do people, I don't know how people can actually tolerate any of that, because, sometimes like, well, I have symptoms, but which is it? Is I'm having a problem with the shift, or am I having problems with an entity or HARP or some attack from some negative, extraterrestrial force? So that's so difficult and confusing for people.
It is very difficult and confusing, and this is a very real risk at the moment, because it's the way that negative energies and frequencies are being used, even by forces that don't even know they're using them. This is the other thing. Even going right the way through to sort of our corporations and governments and military and all of these kinds of things.
Exactly.
Very often there can be very well-meaning people using what they think are very well-meaning techniques, which are doing untold harm. And even within the world of metaphysics, much of what we've been told was originally designed to create negative spin, to create limiting murderers, to create systems that will actually reduce our abilities, not allow them to become enhanced. There are very many different forces at work, and really, the way that the Palladians have said it is necessary for light workers to proceed is to be able to step out of the ego mind, not to eliminate the ego mind, because when the ego is working in harmony with the intuitive right brain, then that is the best outcome. The ego mind can create guidance and drive, and that is necessary. But you need to be in harmony with the ego mind and not ruled by it because of the fear that it carries. When you can stop thinking things through and rather feel things through in the area of your solar plexus and your heart space, you'll be able to detect the difference in the frequencies of what are in your highest good and the frequencies of those that are causing you harm. And this is the only way to be able to tell. The only being that you should be connecting with at this point, when we've been used to talking with angels and archangels and those that are deceased and various guides that have stepped up from here, there, and everywhere, they're just as capable of misinformation at this point. Many beings that crossed over, although they're in a slightly higher vibration than us, don't necessarily know any more than we did before they crossed over. So really, the only way that you can avoid disinformation or interference is to remain in total alignment with your higher selves, up to and including your oversoul at the Godhead. That is where all your information comes from. That is how you will always know that you're standing in integrity. That is how you will be protected. That's how you will be safe during this process. And that is what Marconix does. It brings you into alignment for you to be able to connect with your higher self at those levels.
Well said. Now, in the 7 minutes we have left, I want people to know the difference between, Marconic no-touch healing and the recalibration, and what does that actually look like in a session?
Dr. Keane, it's Lisa. The no-touch is an ongoing system that we teach practitioners to use, so that as they have clients that are looking to raise their vibration incrementally, they're able to participate in this system. It looks like a beautiful choreographed dance. It's just poetry in motion. And the power that the Galactic Federation, when we connect into the energy of Marconix, that we're able to run through our hands into the body systems is just unbelievably palpable. I've been a healer for many, many, many years, and when I felt like I hit the ceiling and was making the jambalaya of all these different modalities, I stepped into Marconix and realized I no longer needed anything else. It was that powerful. So in a no-touch session, we create the opportunity for the individual on the table to experience the energy and raise their own vibration so high in that moment that they can create the alignment with their higher self, receiving anything from a handshake to an integration, and that also their own body can take that energy in and can sustain a spontaneous healing, whether that is physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. It's whatever they need in that moment as guided and directed by their higher self. So this would be an ongoing treatment. And just like any treatment, if you've received Reiki or angelic healing or tapping, what have you, as you are then removed from the source of healing, which is your practitioner, over time your vibration will start to come back down. But the beautiful thing with Marconix is that you don't ever go back down to ground zero. You sustain these incremental lifts. With the Marconic recalibration, this is actually a retooling of the energy field, a retooling of the body that creates the first stepping stone into the ascension process. We reshape the chakra system and allow those chakras to become expansive and move beyond the conical shape in the chakra system that we're so used to hearing about, which keeps us in density. We go back to our original chakra system when we first incarnated as light body humans on the planet, which allows us to become much more multisensory than just the original senses that we're used to using, the five, sometimes six senses. It enables us to now create the new Merkaba system, which enables us to access interdimensional travel, which is all happening through the pineal gland. But this is how we're accessing the higher dimensions and how we are achieving the positive spin in our own bodies, going from a limited quantum state to an infinite quantum state, that we continue to go higher and higher and higher, dropping density, dropping the limitations of the constraints in the third dimension. And it enables us to really be truly magnificent. If, you know, when you see a bird that has its wings clipped, it can flap about and maybe fly short distances. But when you have a bird in its full glory, that's where you're getting the transatlantic flight. And that's what's happening with the recalibration. We are helping people connect back into source so that they can be completely unlimited.
Wow. Yeah, that is really cool. Well said. Well summarized. Thank you so much. And your website is www.marconicrecalibration.com. And people can go there, right, to find out when your next trainings are and find a practitioner, which I was on that page today, to see who is close to them that is already trained.
Absolutely. And we also have a book that's getting ready to come out. It's called Marconic, The Clarion Call.
Great.
So we're in final edit with that right now with the publisher.
Oh, fantastic. When's that going to be launched?
Hopefully February. That's the plan.
Oh, great. Oh, great. And so I'm assuming it'll be available on the Amazon and Barnes & Noble, as well as your website?
Yes, it'll be out in hard copy and in paperback copy at some selected bookstores as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, and I think we have 2 minutes left. Can you just tell us like one story about, you know, somebody that's been recalibrated in your, either in your practice or, someone that you've taught whose life has changed?
Do you know what? There isn't one that hasn't. That's the only way I can describe it. And if we were to tell you the things that have happened to these individuals, you would not be able to believe it. You need to
be present.
Is it
in your book?
It will be in the book.
Yeah.
It is present. If you are present at an event, you will witness it and thereby be changed forever. There is no way for that not to be the case.
That's right.
Oh, that is fantastic.
But you cannot put it
well, you have
way.
You have some workshops coming up too, right? I see it on your website. You have a retreat coming up.
We have a wonderful retreat on Martha's Vineyard at the end of January and the beginning of February. It's one of the only occasions where we offer the level one to teach you to be a no-touch practitioner, and the level two to teach you to be a practitioner in the recalibration itself, and also where you can receive your recalibrations at the same time. We all stay in the same place over the course of those days, and it's a lovely time when like-minded people come together and the energy is sustained, when the Galactic Federation is present, and everybody is very aware of it. And we are coming now to we have a few spaces left, but we're coming down to closing shortly, so if people are interested, then they should connect with us through the website and come and take a look.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank
well, I loved having you on the show today, both of you. It's such
thank
a gift.
You.
And thank you for, you know, everything that you do. And, of course, thank the Federation and all the angels for
yeah.
us. And, again, your
Karen,
website is www.marconicrecalibration.com.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
And,
fantastic. And thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, bye for now. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.